Welcome to Feasting on the Word for July 21st. This is an old discipline, an ancient discipline of the church, where we simply spend time and meditate on God's Word. So we hear the same passage of Scripture four times as a way to really deepen our appreciation and experience of living with this Word. It's likened to feasting on it in the sense of taking sort of four bites or taking a nibble and then allowing that flavor to live with us and then eventually to nourish us down in the depths of our very being. I use four different translations just as a slight variation on this, beginning with the New Revised Standard Version, then using the Message, the Living Bible, and the New International Version to conclude. Between each of the readings, other than the fourth, is a period of silence to intentionally give us time to reflect on what we have heard. There's a minute of silence following the first reading, a minute following the second, then a longer period of silence following the third reading as an opportunity to turn to God in prayer, then the fourth reading, and following that fourth reading is the conclusion of the discipline. In preparation for prayer, I find it helpful to have something to write on and something to write with nearby so that as I hear the scripture read through those first three times, I can write down some of my impressions, some of the words that stand out to me, some of the thoughts that are reaching into me, some of the things even maybe that confuse me that I can take to God in prayer following that third reading. So let's get into this week's discipline of feasting on God's Word. Our scripture this week is Psalm 62, beginning with the New Revised Standard Version. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall never be shaken. How long will you assail a person? Will you batter your victim, all of you, as you would a leaning wall, a tottering fence? Their only plan is to bring down a person of prominence. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my deliverance and honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up. They are together lighter than a breath. Put no confidence in extortion and set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this. That power belongs to God, and steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord, for you repay to all according to their work. Psalm 62 from the Message. God, the one and only, I'll wait as long as he says. Everything I need comes from him, so why not? He's solid rock under my feet, breathing room for my soul, an impregnable castle. I'm set for life. How long will you gang up on me? How long will you run with the bullies? There's nothing to you, any of you. Rotten floorboards, worm-eaten rafters, ant hills plotting to bring down mountains far gone and make-believe. You talk a good line, but every blessing breathes a curse. God, the one and only, I'll wait as long as he says. Everything I hope for comes from him, so why not? He's solid rock under my feet, breathing room for my soul, an impregnable castle. I'm set for life. My help and glory are in God, granite strength and safe harbor God. So trust him absolutely, people. Lay your lives on the line for him. God is a safe place to be. Man as such is smoke. Woman as such a mirage. Put them together, they're nothing. Two times nothing is nothing. And a windfall, if it comes, don't make too much of it. God said this once and for all. How many times have I heard it repeated? Strength comes straight from God. Love to you, Lord God. You pay a fair wage for a good day's work. Psalm 62 from the Living Bible, a reminder that the longer period of silence follows this reading. I stand silently before the Lord, waiting for him to rescue me, for salvation comes from him alone. Yes, he alone is my rock, my rescuer, defense, and fortress. Why then should I be tense with fear when trouble comes? But what is this? They pick on me at a time when my throne is tottering. They plot my death and use lies and deceit to try to force me from the throne. They're so friendly to my face while cursing in their hearts. But I stand silently before the Lord, waiting for him to rescue me, for salvation comes from him alone. Yes, he alone is my rock, my rescuer, defense, and fortress. Why then should I be tense with fear when trouble comes? My protection and success comes from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Oh, my people, trust him all the time. Pour out your longings before him, for he can help. The greatest of men or the lowest, both are alike. Both alike are nothing in his sight. They weigh less than air on scales. Don't become rich by extortion and robbery. If your riches increase, don't be proud. God has said it many times, that power belongs to him. And also, O Lord, steadfast love belongs to you. He rewards each one of us according to what our works deserve. for our final reading of Psalm 62 from the New International Version. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all you throw me down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Surely the low-born are but a breath, the high-born are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love. And you reward everyone according to what they have done. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.